This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The White House says it's monitoring a situation involving Russia and the Wagner Force, the group fighting for Russia in Ukraine. The owner of the private Russian military contractor has called on his soldiers to march on the Russian capital. CBS's Ian Lee explains.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, who leads the Wagner mercenary group, has accused the Russian military of a deadly missile strike on his troops, allegedly killing dozens. In an audio message on social media, he's vowed to march for justice and punish those responsible. Russia's defense ministry has denied the attack, while Russian state media has accused Prigozhin of calling for an armed rebellion. Now, President Putin's spokesman says the Kremlin's leader was aware of the situation and all necessary measures were being taken.
The co-founder of the deep sea exploration company, whose submersible imploded in the North Atlantic, killing five people on board, is defending the company's commitment to safety. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Guillermo Sunline co-founded OceanGate in 2009. He left its leadership in 2013. He says crew members weren't treated as tourists and were aware of the risks involved.
They wanted to be active participants who were key members of the crew, and they were treated that way.
Sunline said deep sea expeditions will likely continue.
I think it's important for humanity, and it's probably the best way to honor the five crew members who gave up their lives doing something that they loved.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
President Biden is banking on reproductive rights to be a galvanizing issue for voters in 2024. The Democrat has collected three endorsements from abortion rights groups and said at a rally today,
Republicans in Congress have proposed three national abortion bans just this last year. Well, make no mistake about it. If somehow Congress were to pass a national ban, I will veto it.
Tomorrow marks 1 year since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade. The National Transportation Safety Board has wrapped up a two-day hearing on rail safety following last February's train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. CBS's Linda Kenyon has the story.
Jason Cox with the Transportation Communications Union told the federal panel, quote, this firewall of safety has been severely compromised. He cites staff cuts, time constraints, and regulatory loopholes that may have contributed to the Norfolk Southern derailment in East Palestine. Rail officials say they take the Ohio derailment seriously